advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. Learn more at thervadvisor.com.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and today I'm joined by an old dear friend, somebody that we go back almost 25 years. It is Mike Sweeney. Mike, hey, how are you?
Thomas Alexander. I tell you, I'm so glad to hook back up with you. Our radio days go way back.
We go way back.
You know, this is going to blow people away. To the 19th century.
To the 1900s.
The 1900s.
Yeah, 1900s. I mean, we're not that old. I mean, you know.
Right, the 1900s.
were we around for the advent of the telegraph? I'm not sure how that, we might be.
No, we're not.
Anyway,
the funny part is we were around when Al Gore created the internet.
Apparently so. But no, we were there in the early days. In fact, it's interesting you bring that up, the internet, because just as the internet was kind of, you know, catching fire, and you and I worked for a company that was initially called Sportsline USA, which later became CBS Sportsline and is now just CBS Sports. But in those days, we were kind of doing things, kind of reverse engineering things in a way. It was like we were doing a radio show on the internet, and then we got picked up by conventional kind of terrestrial radio, regular radio, and got syndicated around the country. And we were on a show with two guys named Scott Kaplan and Sid Rosenberg, who are still very much in radio today.
Yes.
And you were a producer, and I was like a writer and the music guy. I did all the song parodies, and man, did we have fun. It was a crazy, crazy time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it stuck with us. And you know what? We were pioneers. I would really like to know, you know, if we were not the first, we were in the first handful of podcasts that ever existed in mankind, because the internet was just live. And Mark Cuban, I think, just came out with Real Audio, I think, was one of his inventions, or broadcast.com or something like that.
Right.
So
right.
It was the genesis. So I would say that we were, but I remember leaving some of my classmates, they said to me, "You're going to join an internet radio?" I said, "This is the future." Now look at us, 20 something, 5 years later. And you know, everything's on a phone, everything, you know, from your RV solutions to your RV knowledge to your best podcast of any sort. It's just amazing how 25 years later, you know, here we are doing it again.
Amazing. So, you know, and we'll certainly get into the whole RV thing in just a short bit. But, you know, Mike, it's interesting to think that, yes, even though we've put some miles between us in terms of working together, we actually live pretty close by, since we're both here in South Florida. You originally from the New York metropolitan area, and me from north of Rockaway Beach. There you go, Rockaway Beach, and me from north of Philly in the Poconos area. So we come from two very hardcore Northeast towns, I guess you could say, regions. And relocating here to the sixth borough, as they lovingly refer to.
100%.
So let me ask you something. You have just recently gotten into RVing. This is right. and you know, you're no stranger to travel. Of course, you've gone all over the place, particularly with the radio show. You went many different places, but this is a whole other kind of traveling. 100%. You know, before you'd fly somewhere, you'd take a cab to the hotel or do the show or whatever you were doing. Now it's living on wheels. So tell us a little bit about the experience you had when you went on the road, and we'll get into the stories after the break, but I just set That's it up great. A little for us.
Yeah. How did I get into it? Well, you know what? I remember years ago, I've been in the coffee industry for quite a while right now, you know, since I left broadcast, and I've dabbled with some broadcasting in between. But I used to go to a restaurant in Savannah. It was called Trailer Park. And they had a big RV there, and it said, "Home is where you park it." And I was like, that is so clever. And my wife and I always, since we were married. We've been married 35 years now. We were like, you know, when we retire, let's go RV and see the country. Well, lo and behold, as luck would have it, I got struck with cancer, and I bought chemo and radiation for a couple of years. And well, I was lucky enough to put on a transplant list because it was really pretty bad. And here we are, man. I mean, out of the blue, I had a transplant they didn't think I'd get for 3 years. If I got it in 6 weeks. It took me about a year to recover, and I wasn't fully done. And Gigi, the lovely Gigi, from RV, it's RV Advisor, right?
Yep.
The RV Advisor.
Just like it says on the shirt here, RV Advisor.
She is a dynamo. She knows this industry. And so when I came upon her, I was concerned because I can't really lift much, 10 to 15 pounds. But I'm still in the middle of my comeback, and I wanted to go to tour. I was like, you know what, honey, let's go. Let's just tour. The world's gone crazy. Let's tour. So I went and saw Gigi, and I said, well, can I do this? And immediately she was like, yes, you don't need to lift a thing. She goes, electric track in the front. Everything else is, you know, you drill down your stabilizers and you're good. And lo and behold, she was 100% correct. So we did 21 states. I purchased it from Gigi 3 weeks later. We did 21 states in 75 days. We've done it all. For a rookie, I only took it out for 2 days in a county park before we left. Mm-hmm. We did it all. We covered pretty much the West Coast. And I tell everybody, oh, did you get everything? It's like, no, there was, you know, being new and we were trying to do 90 days. We didn't cover the upper portions of stuff that we hadn't been to. So I haven't been to Montana, haven't been to the Dakotas, and haven't been to Iowa. So those are the things that we kind of didn't do on RV, wish we had done. But we're planning to go back out October 1st for another 3 month run up to Maine, across to Michigan, and back down to South Florida to kind of cover the whole deal. But, you know, for a newbie, they're like, you're nuts going out into this. And I am got the bug, and I see why all of America's got the bug.
It has exploded. And particularly, Mike, since the pandemic, you know, people wanted to have, what they believed to be, and rightfully so, safer ways, more protected ways of traveling rather than being in airplanes closed in like that. And, you know, with a bunch of people that you don't know, hotels, same kind of situation here. They were able to kind of control the situation. They're with their family and they know who's who and all that. And it suddenly became a real viable, exciting new way of traveling for folks. And, you know, you certainly fall into that category. And it's interesting too, because a lot of times we've seen RVers largely from the retirement community.
Correct.
Now we're seeing millennials. We're seeing people, you know, middle age, closer in our age bracket, that kind of thing. They're not quite there on retirement yet, or right. They're very young and they want to just live their life out of an RV and be mobile and not have all the other stuff bogging them down. So it's really interesting. You've got stories to tell and we want to hear them. We're going to do that right after this break. My guest is Mike Sweeney, an old dear friend from my radio broadcast days. Now it's podcast days. We'll catch up with Mike in those stories right after the break. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Back in just a moment.
The RV Advisor was created for you to protect your rights as an RV enthusiast and arm you with the knowledge to navigate the complex RV industry. There's strength in numbers, and that's why we've built a nationwide network of RV owners empowering you with the advice you can trust at RVAdvisor.com.
We are back on the RV Advisor Podcast. My guest is Mike Sweeney, and he's known by, I guess, a couple of nicknames. the current nickname is Big Tasty, because Big Tasty has to do with the tasty coffee that you've been the purveyor of the bean for some time now. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I've been between broadcasting, I've been majority coffee for over 30 years, so They everybody in the industry is like big tasty, and they've all got a little cut on it too. They're like, you know, I've gotten phone calls from vice presidents of major coffee companies, and they'll get on the phone and they go, "Hello, tasty."
That's nice.
It's a great nickname. I love it. Especially when we worked together, it was the Hein, and everybody would like, "What's the Hein?"
Yeah, the Hein. Yes, the Hein. And I to this day, I don't know what the origin of that is. And maybe we shouldn't share it. I don't know, but it's
no, we shouldn't. But we're together again, and that's all that counts. And
that's all that matters. That's all that matters. So, Mike, yeah, it's funny. So let me ask you. You like you said, 21 states, 75 days. That's a lot. Tell us a little bit. Now, I've got one here on the list, and I'm trying to put the pieces together, see if the tumblers fall into place. Walt Disney, Mork from Ork, and the largest ball of twine. Now, if I was going to try to connect those three things, I wouldn't know where to start, but they connect somehow. They intersect somehow. So explain how that works.
Well, everybody's got an RV agenda. You know, most everybody, well, especially as we speak of the majority of our travelers are usually the seniors. And what do they want to see? Things they've never seen in their life. Important things. Stuff like, for instance, when I saw the Grand Canyon for the first time this year, brought a tear to my eye. I mean, it's that much of a movement. Yeah. So I understand that. When people go to Zion National, you know, for one, I went to Joshua Tree and I went to all the good stuff. But with those things, Mork from Ork, the Twine, Walt Disney, most RVers, they are in a different light. I'm a weirdo. So once we're going through towns and I want to see Colorado, well, what's going on in Colorado? So we were in Colorado at one point, and I'll just get in front of us, we were in Golden. Got to see Coors, right? So then we get up to Boulder because we're staying in Golden. Then we get to Boulder, and I look at Boulder, and I go, what reminds me of Boulder? And I'm a pop culture dude. So the first thing out of my mind was, Mark and Mindy lived in Boulder. I was like, so where did they shoot it? And it's literally right downtown off of one of these side streets. And I looked at the old films and I looked at this and boom, there was their house. So my wife and I took a picture in front of it. So that was like that's a big thing for us. That was our kind of travel deal. Walt Disney, you know, we were outside of an area in Kansas City and there was his childhood home, which was right there. So we took a picture in front of his childhood home. And then in Kansas City also was the biggest ball of twine, which is the running joke my whole life with my family. Like if dad can find it, you know, especially the ball of twine, he'll get you there. And, you know, short story is many years ago through Buffalo, passing through Buffalo, my wife goes to me, "Why do you stop?" And I go, "God, go to the Anchor Bar. That's where they originated the wings." And she goes, "You're an idiot."
So let me, yeah, that's great. Now, so Disney's a childhood home, Mork and Mindy's home in Boulder, right. And also in
Kansas. The twine.
I'm going to ask the Hein about the twine. How big was this ball of twine?
Well, it's under second ownership, and right now it's in a God love him, an Irish bar somewhere in Kansas, and he's adopted it, so people just keep rolling on. Right now at this point, it's probably about 26 feet high, somewhere around there.
No kidding. Wow. Okay, so and it just keeps growing. It's one of those things that literally snowballs.
So we look for quirky things like that across the country as we're stopping to see all the beautiful national parks and state parks and stuff like that. So,
well, it's interesting you say that because we've had guests on that say very similar, you know, it's a Route 66 kind of thing, or it's the auto graveyard, or it's whatever museum that just a museum that you wouldn't think even existed, owed to whatever. And it's like, okay, so how does this happen? But people are fascinated by it. America has a tremendously quirky side, right? It really does. It's fascinating.
Anything to get you off the road. And it's, you know, I'm waiting for the big red stapler or something. You know, it's just, it's quirky, but it works. And so I always look for roadside attractions in this state. And boom, lo and behold, if you already know your route, then you can kind of deviate for certain things you might want to stop by and see that's not typical.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Now, there's another thing here that's on the list that I'm interested in. Boondocking. We know what boondocking is, but boondocking on the Golden Gate Bridge. Is that your fancy? That's the question. Well,
is that your fancy? I don't think it was. My wife is very particular. Uh-huh. She's a queen. And so, for instance, we went in a 22.6 inch Cherokee Wolf pup made by Forest River. And yeah, it was plenty for me. But, you know, when you have a queen needs her accoutrements. So it did pretty good for her. Let's put it this way. It did it enough where we did a 75 day tour. Everybody had money on 6 days in. She was going to either be divorced or quit the tour.
Wow.
Yeah, so we did it. It actually, it helped us in our relationship, living within 4 square feet of each other, where it could have been the other way and been a divorce after 35 years, which is the case. But to date, the most hilarious thing you'll see in RV camping, and if you're set up in time enough to watch it and the lay people come in and all the RVers know it, you get entertained by watching somebody else try to back their beast in. That's the funnest part. So,
So 6 days was the cutoff. If you had under six, you lost because you went to, you got to 75 days on the road.
Correct.
With your lovely wife and in 21 states, which is, again, that's a lot. Now, I know that you said in October.
Correct.
You're planning the second leg, if you will, of this national tour. It's like the Beatles or something, you know, and you're going on the road. You're October up to New England and then other spots on the country. Without necessarily the states themselves, you know, going through all the states, is there a singular site that you haven't seen in your life that you totally, it's like, you know what, I got to get there. I got to see this. This is a bucket lister.
I don't think so on the East Coast. And I hope that I find something that, again, thank God for the RV community. And again, these are your RV advisor. You've got a group of members and diligent members that have done it all. And to have that knowledge in a website and share all these things on the East Coast up to Maine, somebody's going to reach out and say, dude, this, you got to see this, which I never thought. But to your question, no, the Grand Canyon was really my, that and the Joshua Tree Park I wanted to go to very badly. Yeah. And those were kind of like my go-tos. So, but basically here's my deal. When we toured, it was to see major deals, major parks. What I really entwined in it was 30 years of my business experience in coffee and broadcasting. And I linked up with all former coworkers all across the country. So I was having lunch and dinners in almost every place I stopped at, meeting people I hadn't seen in 10, 15, 20, maybe sometimes just a year. But it was such a great, and it was a pace. So our pace is different than a lot of other people's because we wanted to see it and we're not retired. So it was one day, no more than 5 hours of driving was the rule. And then 3 days in that city or 2 days in that city. Yeah. There's a few where we loved it so much, we tacked on days. But there's nothing I haven't seen. So I'm looking forward to do the East Coast. As we did earlier, we left early May. We beat all the heat. We beat all, you know, everybody was, America was opening up again. There was no mask, even in California. We got to California, it was the greatest ride. And I suggest this to anybody that does California. If you really want to do the PCH, you know, come in through Palm Springs out of Arizona, go over the switchbacks into San Diego, take the PCH up and do a favor, make two detours, go around LA and around San Francisco, and you will see the greatest moving postcard. 21 days, I think we were must have been in California, but it's the greatest moving postcard. Every time you made a turn, it was beautiful and it was gorgeous.
It's like its own country out there. California, with all the microclimates and everything, it's got everything, right? It's an amazing state. I'm with you. I can't say I've been all over the state, but I've been in a lot of the state, and it can be very breathtaking, no question. Mike, I got to tell you, we need to make this kind of a regular thing. Here's because I know that Gigi has said to me, you know, this guy's just full of personality. I said, you don't have to tell me that. I work with him for quite a while at our days at CBS. And it was a great experience. And we had a lot of laughs together.
For sure.
And it's great to kind of recapture that energy. And, you know, it's like no time has passed, even though we're a little longer in the tooth and grayer and snow on the all that stuff. It does feel like no time has passed at all. So here's the proposal, Mike. thinking about, you know, having you kind of be an ambassador from the road. When you get back out on the road again in the fall, it'd be great to have you jump in on a Mike's on the Road segment and, you know, and see where you are and see just what the heck it is you're doing and report to us with all the passion and excitement that you bring. And
oh, appreciate that.
That would be terrific.
Let's think it out. You know, I want to do something. I've already been thinking about this because you could use my nickname for everything. But it is a big, tasty world out there.
It is a big, tasty world. There's a food difference.
There's a food difference. So when you go into those places, you have to try all the foods. You know, you don't have to be stuck in your camper eating a beanie weenie. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, listen, I think it's safe to say you and I are both foodies. We both enjoy eating. You know, you're right. Places around the country are known for whatever it is, fill in the blank. You know, hey, when you're in Philly, you got to try the cheesesteak. When you're in New York, you got to try whatever. You're in Boston, you got to try the lobster, whatever it is.
When you're in Boulder, you got to try the Rocky Mountain oysters.
I'll pass on those.
We did too.
I hear you, man.
Hey, I hate to stump you, but I never did answer your question on the Golden Gate Bridge. So real quick, just before I take over your show, I'm so terrible. Just a bad answer. There was a website out there, plenty of good websites out there. And I had seen people talk about the best view of San Francisco. So as you're going over the Golden Gate Bridge, and we wanted to avoid San Francisco, we've been there many, many times. We wanted to just have it in a different trip. So we avoided San Francisco by coming out around the Presidio, which is right there where the Golden Gate Bridge is. Yes, so we went through San Fran, but not the meat of it. Got out through Presidio, over the bridge. As you're over the bridge, there's two viewing areas over on the Sausalito side. So I've done my homework and doing a lot of blog reading and whatnot. And these people said, listen, go to the bathrooms on the Sausalito side. When you get off to the right, there's a bunch of parking there for a vista area to look at San Francisco. It's very beautiful and a lot of parking spots. And they said, but you could park there and you could leave your stuff there. They didn't have any type of time you could leave it or not leave it. So I went over to the CHP, California Highway Patrol, and said, is this true? He goes, where are you at? I go, and there's only maybe a room for a couple of, I was pulling a 23-foot rig with my truck. So, so you figure about, you know, 36 feet. So I pulled it in, there was a rig there. He goes, no, you're good. I said, really? He goes, yeah, you're good. So we popped off the electrical bikes and we could stay there forever. And we just took the bikes down to Sausalito. And my favorite place in Sausalito, it's an ice cream joint. It's out of California called Lampert's. Uh-huh. And it's just Nirvana. And so we were down there, you know, had dinner, had my Lampert's ice cream. And then we electric bike back up to the Vista area. Spent the night watching TV over the Golden Gate, looking at Alcatraz. Woke up in the morning. And, you know, as you can see in this picture, if you look out, I got a picture here and you're looking right out my window and you can see the Golden Gate Bridge. And it was just so surreal that we were sitting on the having breakfast in our camper on the Golden Gate Bridge, right on the edge. Beautiful day. There was none of that marine weather. It was blue skies. And we ended up watching TV in the morning, got showered about 11 o'clock. And then at noon, we're off. And we went off to Chico, California after that. But we spent the entire day on the bridge.
That's fantastic. I mean, you know, you hear about the weather in the Bay Area in general. You know, people say that, you know, the coldest winter I ever spent was the summer in San Francisco and all those kinds of things. But I'll tell you something, when the weather is on, it is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. It is just gorgeous. I love the Bay Area. I've got a very, very close friend. In fact, he's my son's godfather, lives in the Bay Area and has for a long time. And it's a great, great place. So one of the many places on the road in our wonderful USA. So we'll be hearing, we want to have you on again and make it kind of a regular thing. Where's Mike now? I think we'll figure it out.
Hang out with you guys. Like I said, I find Gigi just to be an enormous wealth of knowledge. And for those that haven't gone RVing, don't let it overwhelm you. It's so very, very simple. And if you don't have the wherewithal to carry anything, everything's push button. Go out and enjoy this big, tasty universe. It's awesome.
All right. Mike Sweeney, it was great to reconnect. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Don't be a stranger. We're absolutely going to have you on again. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's good to see you, Thomas.
Likewise, sir. All right. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. My name's Tom Alexander. We'll be back in just a moment.
Buying an RV is an exciting moment, like buying a new house. You should inspect the RV and the contracts thoroughly. You may not know what to look for, and that's where the RV Advisor comes in. GG and her experts are here for you at rvadvisor.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and there she is, our guest coordinator, Neve Carrizacco. Hey, Neve, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well, thanks. Always great to see you. And, you know, we're always trying new things, new, whether it be on the, you know, social media side or on the pod side or online or whatever we're doing here, always new things to share with our viewers, our listeners, and our members. And just plain old folks that are curious and big RV enthusiasts. So
yes, absolutely. You know, I was on the road myself there a few weeks ago, and we just got such positive feedback from our followers, people we met on the road, people at campgrounds, you know, everywhere we went. So we basically got an opportunity to have another gentleman join us kind of in this on the road for the RV Advisor world. So hopefully for the next 3 months coming up, starting soon, I think you probably know more than me, Tom, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he actually, he was the guest on today's show.
Yeah.
His name's Mike Sweeney. And
Great. I didn't know if I was allowed to say it or not.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Mike's an old friend. And so he is almost, I guess I want to say overnight, but he is a recent RV enthusiast. He just learned that he has just in love with RVing and the whole community and the whole spirit of it. And he's got a big personality. If you watch this interview with him, you could tell. So he's agreed to, you know, do a few reports from the road. I know he's back out on the road in October.
Awesome.
Off he goes, you know, he and his wife, and we'll hear, I'm sure, a lot of great stories across the great USA.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think it's a great opportunity for us to have a fresh face, and especially with a big personality, someone fun on the road, getting out there and just telling us all about their trips and their day-to-day fun in the RV. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, he'll mix it up, that's for sure. He is not afraid to get out there and say hello to people. He's very, very friendly, and the word I guess is gregarious. He's very just outgoing and a lot of fun. So
awesome.
We're looking forward to our visits from Mike, and that's just a couple of months down the road when it'll be here. Listen, the way this year's going, October will be here before you know it.
Crazy, time is flying.
And something else that'll be here before you know it.
I know, my darling baby.
you're very close now, right? We're rounding third and heading home.
Yeah, we sure are. I mean, I had an appointment yesterday, so any week now, basically. Any day, really. But yeah. Wow. Yeah, should be here really, really soon. So we're getting very excited and very tired.
Yeah, it's I'm sure. But you look thrilled and excited, and yes. and we're you know, all of us here at the RV Advisor family are looking forward to meeting the new member of your family.
Yeah,
one day soon, and I'm sure that she'll make an appearance on the show here at once.
Absolutely, we'll have to do a podcast from the hospital.
yes, Cole of course has been on the show a couple of times. He's made some unscheduled appearances.
He sure has. He's sleeping right now, so I'm safe.
All right, well, we'll keep it quiet. Well, Neve, listen, thanks so much for joining us as always. We always love to see you, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a lot more to discuss and share with you RV enthusiasts out there. For Neve Carrizacco, I'm Tom Alexander. Thanks for watching, thanks for listening. So long, everybody.